Hello, I'm Jimmy Stewart, and I'm going to tell you a story about Christopher Robin.
That's me.
And Owl.
That's me.
And the old gray donkey named Eeyore.
I suppose that's me.
Oh, yes, and Edward Bear, known to his friends as Winnie the Pooh, or Pooh for short.
That's me.
One day, the old gray donkey, Eeyore, stood by himself in a thistly corner of the forest and thought about things. Sometimes he thought,
why?
And sometimes he thought,
wherefore?
And sometimes he thought,
inasmuch as which.
And sometimes he didn't quite know what he was thinking about. So he was very glad to stop thinking when Winnie the Pooh came stumping along. Pooh looked at Eeyore and said,
how are you?
Not very how. I don't seem to have felt at all how for a long time.
Dear, dear, I'm sorry about that. Let's have a look at you.
Eeyore stood there, gazing sadly at the ground, and Winnie the Pooh walked all around him.
Why, what's happened to your tail? It isn't there.
Are you sure?
Well, either a tail is there or it isn't, and yours isn't there.
Well, then what is?
Nothing.
Let's have a look.
Eeyore turned his head around slowly to the place where his tail had been a little while ago.
Pooh, I believe you're right.
Of course I'm right. You must have left it somewhere.
Oh, no. Somebody must have taken it. How like them.
Eeyore, listen to me. I, Winnie the Pooh, will find your tail for you.
Thank you, Pooh. You're a real friend. Not like some.
So Winnie the Pooh went off to find Eeyore's tail. Pooh headed straight for Hundred Acre Wood, for that is where Owl lived.
If anyone knows anything about anything, it's Owl who knows something about something. Or my name isn't Winnie the Pooh, which it is. So there you are.
On Owl's door was both a knocker and a bell pull, and under each was a sign printed by Christopher Robin, the only one in the forest who could spell, at least a little. Pooh read the sign under the knocker.
Please ring if an answer is required.
And then the sign under the bell pull.
Please knock if an answer is not required.
And then to make sure, Pooh read them backwards, too.
Required is answer and if ring, please. Required not is answer and if knock, please.
And then he knocked and pulled the knocker. And he pulled and knocked the bell pull. And called out,
Owl, I require an answer.
And the door opened and Owl looked out.
Hello, Pooh. How's things?
Terrible and sad, Owl, because Eeyore has lost his tail.
Oh?
We must find it for him.
Well, the thing to do is first issue a reward.
Well, just a moment. What do we do? You sneezed.
No. I didn't sneeze. What I said was first issue a reward.
There, you sneezed again.
A reward. You see, we give a large something to anybody who finds Eeyore's tail.
A lick of honey, perhaps?
Owl went on to explain that Christopher Robin would print a sign offering the reward, but Pooh's eyes were shut tight.
A mouthful of condensed milk?
Oh, dear, Pooh, Pooh, wake up. Now come on outside, and I'll show you the signs Christopher Robin made for me.
Outside, Pooh looked at the bell rope and the sign below it.
Handsome bell rope, isn't it, Pooh?
Reminds me of something. Where did you get it?
Found it in the forest, hanging on the bush. First, I thought somebody lived there, so I rang it. And nothing happened and nobody wanted it, so I took it home.
Owl, you made a mistake. Somebody did want it.
Who?
Eeyore. He was fond of it.
Fond of it?
Attached to it. That is Eeyore's tail.
Well, Pooh unhooked the bell pull, formerly Eeyore's tail, and hurried back to Eeyore. And Christopher Robin put it back in the right place again.
Pooh, you've done a wise and noble thing.
You're a real friend, Pooh, not like some.
And Pooh felt so happy he just had to run home for a little snack of something.
Just a little snack of something. Rum-tum-tiddle-um-tum-tum.